Al-Bayan Radio presents the following program, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah walhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri, wahlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Alhamdulillah, it's great to be back, inshaAllah ta'ala, with another lesson. Alhamdulillah, after great success with the series of common mistakes in prayer, I mentioned back then that I was intending to do a lesson on what we're going to be speaking about today, common mistakes whilst reciting Surah Al-Fatiha. And I don't want to spend too long on the introduction. It's not going to be a series like we did with common mistakes of the prayer and the likes. No, inshaAllah ta'ala, yani this will be a one lesson kind of thing. And I'm not here discussing the virtues, so everybody's inshaAllah on the same kind of with me on this, that I'm not discussing the virtues here of Surah Al-Fatiha. I'm referring to the way it's recited. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he said, and I just want to mention this one narration to show us the importance of wanting to perfect our recitation, especially of Surah Al-Fatiha, especially in the prayer. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. لا صلاة لمن لم يقرأ بفاتحة الكتاب. There is no prayer. Look, subhanAllah, the words the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he used. There is no prayer for the one who does not write with, who does not read with the opening or recite with the opening of the book, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha. So every single rak'ah reciting Surah Al-Fatiha is a rukn in it. If one does not recite it, or one does not give it, yani its due right in reciting it properly, then his prayer is at risk of being invalid. Why do I say at risk? Because there may be cases where the prayer is not, such as if the person, for example, isn't able to pronounce a certain letter of Surah Al-Fatiha, or for example, whatever it is, yani other reasons, which can be studied yani in a fiqh lesson, but he tries his utmost best, then here, inshaAllah ta'ala, as I said, this is something which can be studied in a fiqh lesson. If there's any questions, please don't hesitate to drop a comment, inshaAllah ta'ala. And for those who are re-watching this or would like to just message on one of my social media platforms, you're more than welcome to do that as well. So when we understand the importance of reciting Surah Al-Fatiha properly in the prayer, so much so, as I said, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, there is no prayer for the one that does not recite with the opening of the book. This should lead to us wanting to perfect our recitation. This includes everybody. Not wallah, just the imam. Let the imam perfect that he's the one leading me in prayer. What about yourself? What about when you lead the prayer? Or what about, for example, even if the imam is leading, do you need to recite it or not? That's a fiqh topic. It's a fiqh debate and difference of opinion. But the point is, at some point in time, you do. Because even if someone's on the opinion that I don't need to recite, wallah, if the imam is reciting, what about the third and fourth rak'ah, for example, of Isha and of Dhuhr al-Asr, or obviously Dhuhr al-Asr, you're reading all four. And other than this, so you should work hard to really, really perfect your recitation of the Quran, my brothers and sisters, especially, as I said, Surah al-Fatiha. And for the brothers, if you, for example, are not able to teach your wives or your children, get them a tutor, get them a teacher. Don't leave them not knowing how to recite and not knowing how to read. Get them someone. And for the sisters, if your husband does not do this, you tell him. You don't wait for him to tell you. You tell him, I need someone to teach me Quran. I need someone to help me perfect my Fatiha if you're not going to do it. And likewise, the children should tell the parents, if they're able to, I need someone to teach me Quran if you're not going to teach me, or you're not able to teach me, for example. Subhanallah, yani wallahi, this is of utmost importance. And I just want to mention a couple more points before we get into the mistakes. Do not memorize yourself. Do not memorize Quran by yourself. I'm not saying don't read and don't try to read. No, of course, there's great virtue in this. But when it comes to the actual memorization of the Quran, believe me, you're going to think that you're memorizing correctly, but you're not. You're going to be making mistakes. What some people, they do, they get the headset, the earphones, whatever it is. They go on YouTube. They'll look up Mahir al-Mu'ayqili. They'll look up Abdul Basit. They'll look up al-Minshawi or al-Husari or whoever it is. And they'll listen and they'll repeat. And they'll repeat. Once again, it's good, inshaAllah ta'ala, if you're doing it to read, meaning just to get more reading in, to listen to the Quran, beautiful. But if it comes to memorization, no. You need someone with you to help you memorize, to make sure you're not committing mistakes. It's not enough to memorize by yourself. As I said, believe me, you're going to be making mistakes. Find yourselves a good teacher, stick to that teacher, be patient with that teacher, and learn the way we should be learning. Learn the way we should be learning. The Salaf, they would say, Man kana shaykhuhu kitabah, kana khata'uhu akthara min sawabih. Subhanallah, yani, the one that makes, or as one narration comes, man ja'ala kitabahu shaykhah, the one that makes his book his shaykh, and the one that takes his book as his shaykh, yani he learns directly from the book, doesn't have a teacher, then his mistakes are going to be more than that which he gets right. And that's why the scholars, they said, la ta'khudhu al-ilma illa min afwahi al-ulama. Don't take knowledge except from the mouth of the scholars. So don't make any book in reality, any science your sheikh, the book your sheikh. No, go sit under the feet of the ulama, the mashayikh, the du'at, those who are learned, and learn, especially with the Quran, as I said. Now, there's so much, wallahi, that I can say as an introduction, but as I said, I don't want to make this a series. So inshallah ta'ala, we'll get straight into the mistakes. But just before that, I want to remind everyone that these may be or may not be so common to you, meaning wherever you are or whoever you're around, or if you're around the masajid Allah, or if you're someone who's learnt the tajweed rules and are around people who study Quran and learn Quran, you may not hear these mistakes as often. But believe me, they're somewhere around the world, someone or a group of people, or whoever it is, a nation, whatever it is, they're making these mistakes. They're making these mistakes that we're about to mention. Once again, some may be not so common. Some may be more common than others. Some may be more common depending on the area you're in, the country, the state, whatever it is, subhanAllah, the nationality, the background, and things like this. So, yani, as I said, it's of utmost importance that we learn these mistakes and we learn not to fall into them, subhanAllah, and we sit with a sheikh and we benefit from that sheikh and we correct our recitation. And subhanAllah, yani, mistakes can be, and this is a very important point, some mistakes can be corrected very easily. For example, 1-2 hours with a sheikh, you'll correct the mistake. But some, we've got to be realistic with ourselves as well. Some people, for example, they come from certain areas, or they're from certain nationalities. Maybe a letter for that certain person, he's tried, and it's just so difficult for him to overcome that mistake. We say, keep trying, but as Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ مَا اسْتَطَعْتُمْ, fear Allah as much as you are able to. So there may be some mistakes. It's because of you. You're the reason you're not fixing the mistake, because you're too lazy to go to a sheikh and fix that mistake or put the time in. But there's some mistakes that for you, for example, you may have put all the time in the world into fixing it, but subhanAllah, yani, it's still there. It's still there. We say, as Allah said, fear Allah as much as you are able to. Yani, at least show Allah Azza wa Jal that you're trying. How, wallahi, unfortunate and just sad. How sad is it truly, subhanAllah, that some people have the ability, wallah, you know, teachers everywhere around them, schools everywhere around them, masajid everywhere around them, subhanAllah, yet these people aren't even trying to learn. And how many claim to follow the way of the Salaf, and they're these people. Is this the way of the Salaf? Wallahi, the Salaf used to be connected to the Quran in a way that, subhanAllah, we may look at today as just unbelievable. So anyway, we're not going to stop, yani, today with all the mistakes in Surah Al-Fatiha. As I said, inshallah, this is just going to be a very brief lesson. We'll take a few. And there are some technical names for those who study Tajweed, Makharij, and the likes. There are some technical names, but I don't want to get into that. The main point today is to make the points clear. It's not to sit in here as a Tajweed lesson, Makharij lesson, sifat and the likes. No, I just want to make the points clear, get the points across, especially for our brothers and sisters who are tuning in, who maybe haven't really studied Tajweed and Makharij in detail and the likes, but inshallah ta'ala, everyone can benefit. The first one, so we can get into these. The first one, Bismillah, is with this isti'adha. Now, obviously the isti'adha is not part of the Quran, is not part of, sorry, the Fatiha as we know. The isti'adha, as we, I'm saying, is not part of the Fatiha. But I want to mention this because for us to recite the Fatiha, we got to obviously say the isti'adha before the basmala and the likes, yani, as Allah Azza wa Jal commanded us in the Quran. So regarding The isti'adha. I just want to make one point regarding the jim, and the reason I done this is because the letter jim, you will not find it in the Fatiha. Wallahu a'lam. You won't find it in the Fatiha. So I thought I'll just mention this point, just so we don't miss out on this. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when reciting Quran is instead of saying the jim the way it should be said, ja, ji, ju. Yani ja ji ju, that's pronouncing it like that. And once again, we should really be studying in reality with someone and with teachers who, in a proper kind of structured lesson where they can teach us the makharij, the articulation points of where each letter, for example, comes out, the attributes, characteristics, and traits of each letter. But as I said, inshallah, yani we can benefit still from this very short lesson mentioning these mistakes. For example, some people, what do? Instead of mentioning the jim the way it should be mentioned, they say it as in I want to just ask you, I don't like to do this too much, but yani, to get the point across, if you were to say the name Jesus in Arabic, Jesus in Arabic, say it yani, right now, you'll see you're saying it as J, Jesus, Jesus. But when people come to pronounce it in the Quran, especially with some nationalities, they say J. Now say that with the name Jesus, you'll see they say Jesus, Jesus. Okay, for example, the Arabic word, which a lot of Arabs, especially Allahu A'lam, Lebanese, they say jej, jej. Don't get that with you in the Quran. Don't carry that with you to the Quran. Don't say a'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim, jim. No, rajim, ji, ji. So make sure you're paying attention to the pronunciation of the jim when it comes in the Quran with any vowel that it comes with, with any vowel that it comes with. The second one is regarding the basmala. And because I want to get through as much as we can, and we are a bit yani, tight on time, and I said I do want to make this one lesson, inshallah ta'ala, if anyone has any questions, as I said, please yani, don't hesitate to get in touch with me, inshallah, or anyone, yani, any teacher, anyone who you believe, inshallah ta'ala, can help you regarding that. The second one is regarding the Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, once again, is this part of the Fatiha or not? The scholars, they differed. It's not a fiqh lesson here, but I'll quickly just mention that some scholars, they said, yes, it is part of the Fatiha. And some scholars, they said, no, it is not part of the Fatiha. And some scholars, they said, it is part of the Fatiha in some recitations and not part of the Fatiha in other recitations. The point is here, the point is I want to mention in regards to the name, for example, when we say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, what some people they do is when they get to the name of Allah Ar-Rahman, in Bismillahir Rahman, what do? They don't say ni on the noon. Okay, Bismillahir Rahman ni. What do? They change it to, for example, a fatha a, which is na, or a dhamma u, which will be here nu. So what may they say? Bismillahir Rahman ar Rahim. Bismillah, they say Bismillahir Rahman ar Rahman u. No, Ar-Rahmanur Rahim. And that's incorrect. In the Quran, you need to say it with a kasra. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Make sure you're putting a clear cut kasra, yani the E sound on the noon, ni. Ni, very important. Outside of the Quran, some of the ulama, they said, yes, you are allowed to say, for example, in this case specifically, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And that's got to do with Nahu anyway, Arabic grammar and syntax. That's not our topic today. If anyone's interested in that, inshallah, you can get in contact with me. Now getting to that which there's no dispute of amongst the ulama, obviously the Fatiha. The Fatiha now, when we get to Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, which is the first verse in Surah Al-Fatiha, obviously, for those who believe, yani, that the basmala is not part of the Fatiha. So many people, when they do this, and once again, be sincere with yourself. Don't brush these points off. Don't brush these points off. You need to see, am I making these mistakes? If you are, fix them and correct them. So here we say, or some people, they say, sorry, instead of the Fatiha on the Hamza, which is Alhamdu, Alhamdu, what do they start with? They start with a sukoon on the lam. So they say Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah. No, that's a mistake. We need to make sure we are saying Alhamdulillah, not starting with the sukoon on the lam, Alhamdulillah. That's a big mistake a lot of people, they do. And also with this is people doing tafkheem of the hamza. Tafkheem of the hamza, meaning instead of saying Alhamdu, Alhamdu, what do they say? Alhamdu, Alhamdu. That's wrong. This is, you know, as Sheikh Ayman, he mentions one of the scholars of our day and age regarding the Quran and its sciences and that which is has to do with. He says the Arabs do not do tafkhim of the Hamza, so they don't say no, it's very important. So we say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. When we get to the word Rabb as well, we need to make sure we are putting a shadda and a kasra on it. Rabbi, Rabbi, not Rabba, and not what some people they do, as we're going to see inshaAllah ta'ala, halfway in between the fatha and the kasra, halfway in between the ah and the e, the ba, b, they say ba, ba. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Rabbil Alamin. That's wrong. We need to make sure we are putting the kasrah clear cut, clearly on the ba. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Rabbil Alamin. And subhanAllah, this could be said for the basmala, the next point, and many you know, of the verses that we're going to be speaking about. The mistake here is holding the end for too long. Holding the end for too long. So when we get, for example, to this, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay, and don't think that, wallah, you know, this guy's just extreme, or they're too picky, or this is one, two, three. No, this is the Quran. This is the Quran. We need to make sure that we are pronouncing and reciting, you know, properly. So here, what some people they do, and as I said, this can really apply to all the end of the verses, especially, for example, those that end with a meme and a noon, where people they say, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. As you can see, they stretch the end. In this case, the meme, for example, that's wrong. Also, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, that's wrong. You're not meant to hold it like that. What you're meant to do is make sure the letter is being pronounced and it's clear, but with no basically removal of the letter, which is taking off, being deficient in regards to that, and likewise without stretching it. So we don't say Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. No, that's wrong. Okay, it's enough, sufficient. Just make it clear. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Okay, you stop on it like that, and don't be extreme when it comes to this. Also, in regards to Alhamdu, some people, what do they say? Instead of the ha, they say the ha. So they say Alhamdu, Alhamdu, Alhamdu. No, that's wrong. We need to make sure we're saying the ha. The ha is a different letter to the ha. The ha is a different letter to the ha. So we say Alhamdu, Alhamdu, not Alhamdu. And once again, be careful of the hamza at the start. Not al, not al. Some people, they make all the mistakes we've spoken about already. Alhamdu, Alhamdu. That's obviously wrong. That's obviously wrong. Number eight is when it comes to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. The same thing where we said the hamza. Okay, where some people they say Ar-Rahmani, Ar-Rahman. No, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Likewise, the noon on Ar-Rahman, make sure it is with a kasra. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. And the end likewise, not Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Some people, they go overboard with this. So be careful. Be careful of doing this. And if you see someone do this, then correct them. Correct them. Also regarding this, some people, they don't put a shadda on the ra. So instead of arra, 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 what do they do? Arra, arra, arrahman, arrahman, arrahman. We need to make sure as well we are putting the shadda on the ra. Arrahmanirrahim, not arra, arrahmanirrahim. No, okay, be very careful. And likewise, the changing of the ha into a ha as well. Just like we said, we say Alhamdu, not Alhamdu. We also say Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman, not Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahman. So that's something as well we just need to take into consideration. Number nine, and this is a very common mistake. And believe me, we've probably all done this, you know, often. وَالْعِيَاذُ بِاللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانِ. We ask Allah to forgive us for our shortcomings and our mistakes. When we come to Malik, Malik, we don't put a sukun on it. So what do we say? Maliki, Maliki يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. Maliki, there's a kasra on the kaf, ki. We don't say Malik يَوْمِ الدِّينِ. So that's putting a sukun on it. Malik. No, put the kasra, Maliki Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin. Okay, and likewise, the Yawmiddin. Some people as well, they say on the meme, instead of saying me, Yawmi, Yawmi, they say it halfway as well between a fatha and a kasra. So they say Yawma, Maliki Yawmiddin. No, Maliki and Yawmi, Yawmiddin. So we say Maliki Yawmiddin, Maliki Yawmiddin. So that one with the kasra, as I said in the sukun, it's a very subtle mistake. So just be very careful regarding that, because it's very, very easy to make a mistake regarding that. When we get to where Allah Azza wa Jal says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Iyaka na'bud. Some people, they don't put the shadda on the ya. Iyaka. So what do they do? They say, Iyaka, Iyaka, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka. And that's wrong. That's wrong. And some people go overboard with this. Overboard. And what do they say? Iyaka. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. That is also a mistake. That is also a mistake. And correcting these mistakes as well should really be with someone also. So sit with somebody, insha'Allah ta'ala, who is able to correct you on these and ensure that they are fixed if you are falling into these. And some of the ulama, they said the word iyaka, iyaka without the shadda, iyaka, is the name which means or is translated as the light of the sun. So if you said it like that without the shadda, if you said iyaka na'bud, iyaka, iyaka, not iyaka, then you are saying we worship the light of the sun, basically. Yani the light of the sun is the thing we worship. Wal'iyadu billah. Okay, so that obviously is a massive change in meaning. Also, which is mistake number 12, when they say na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Some people, when it comes to the ayn, I'm obviously exaggerating it a little bit here, so it's clear. When it comes to the ayn in na'budu, the ayn, which is the sound, na', okay, what do? They change this for an alif mad. So what do they say? They say, iyaka na'budu, iyaka na'budu. No, this is also wrong. We need to make sure that the ayn is there. Iyaka na'budu, not iyaka na'budu. So they miss the whole ayn and they change it. Okay, no. Mistake number 14 is likewise changing the ayn for nasta'in into a ya, or basically saying it still incorrectly, such as they say, wa iyaka nasta'in, nasta'in, nasta'in. All of these are mistakes. Whether you put a clear hamza, nasta'in, that's a mistake. Whether you put what is called as tasheel, nasta'in, nasta'in, or whether you put aya, nasta'in, they're all mistakes. You need to make sure you are pronouncing the ayn, nasta'in, nasta'in. And I do understand that the ayn, especially amongst a few other letters, is extremely difficult for some to pronounce, especially our brothers and sisters who are non-Arabs. I do understand that, but once again, try your best. And once again, sit with somebody. And as Allah says, fi Allah, as much as you are able to. The next one, which is mistake number 15, and inshallah, we should be done in about 10 minutes, is ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. When people, what do? They say ihdina. Once again, changing this ha to the ha. A lot of people, and I've personally seen many, they have this massive problem when it comes to the ha and the ha. So they mix them up. Severely. So here some people, they say ihdina, ihdina, ihdina. No, this is a ha. Ihdina, ihdina. Okay, very important. Ihdina sirata. Also, mistake number 16 is being excessive in basically giving some of the harakat, some of the letters, their rights. So what do they say, for example, when it comes to the shin or the ha in ihdinas, ihdinas? For example, here the ha, ihdina. They go overboard. Ihdina, ihdina. It's too much. It's too much. You don't need to go to extremes like this. You don't need to go to extremes like this. Also, for example, the shin. Some people, shh, shh. That's too much as well. We shouldn't be going to extremes like this. We need to be moderate. Between the two extremes, when we are articulating the letters and giving them their traits and their attributes and their characteristics and the likes. Also, when it comes to as-sirata, as-sirata with the ta, Some people change it to a ta. So they say, اهدنا الصراط. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. That's wrong. It's a ta. اهدنا الصراط. So we need to ensure that we are not changing the ta into a ta here. Into a ta. And likewise, the changing of the sin. Mus. Mustaqim. Mus. Some people, instead of saying it with a sin, mus, they say mus. 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 And that is obviously also a mistake. The 19th one is changing the qaf to a kaf. A qaf to a kaf. So when they say, for example, mustaqim, they don't say qi. They don't say the qaf. They say the ki, the kaf. So they say mustaqim, mustaqi, ki. No, it's a qaf. The kaf and the qaf are different letters. They have some different traits between them, yani. So we need to make sure we are saying the qaf clearly. Mustaqim, not mustaqim, not mustaqim. Okay, so I hope that's clear, insha'Allah ta'ala, regarding that. Also, some of them, what do? They put bounce, a bounce, which is known as a qalqala. And as I said, I don't want to even mention some phrases. So yani, the point is they put a bounce on some of the letters which should not be bounced. So what do they say, for example? We can use for any of the end letters that are not meant to be bounced. For example, here, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم ما المستقيم ما. That's wrong. No, you hold it. المستقيم. Because it's not meant to be one of the letters that get bounced. The Aba Qalqala basically here. Okay, likewise, for example, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. No, what's this ma? Ma. That's not part of the recitation. Here you are adding. You are adding from yourself. Likewise, ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay? You can use it for any of the letters once again that should not have a bounce on them. And subhanAllah, the 20th mistake when it comes to the people reciting صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. He, subhanAllah, some people, they change the ta of صراط, صراط. They change it into a ta as well. صراط الذين. Of course, we do not recite like this in our recitations, يعني. صراط الذين. No, that's a ta. صراط. No, it's got to be ta. Ta. صراط الذين. صراط الذين. And likewise, when it comes to the sad, some people go overboard. They do that extreme which we said when it comes, for example, shh, that's overboard. Here as well, when we get to صراط, they say sui. صراط. صراط. That's also a mistake, subhanAllah, yani. We just need to be careful about these. Even though you may look at them as small, the scholars of the Salaf, they would say, Al-qira'atu sunnatun muttaba'a. Al-qira'atu sunnatun muttaba'a. So we need to follow it the way we got it. The way we got it all the way up to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Okay, also when it comes to صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, some people, what do? When they get to الذين أنعمت, okay, the A, أنعمت, we need to cut it and say it how it is, a hamzat قطع, أنعمت. Some people, they connect them. صراط الذين أنعمت, صراط الذين أنعمت. الذين أنعمت. That's wrong. No, الذين أنعمت. صراط. We got to be very careful here. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. أنعمت عليهم. And likewise, when we get as well to the عين, some people, what do? They change it into a alif or يعني a hamza with a fatha, a, or even in between. So they say, for example, صراط الذين. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. عليهم. That's also obviously a mistake. That's obviously also a mistake. Mistake number 23 is don't make the ha in عليهم, عليهم, halfway between a fatha and a kasra. So don't say عليهم, عليهم. No, عليه, عليهم. And in another obviously qira'ah, there is also عليهم, عليهم. And that's just an advice to anybody amongst my brothers and sisters who teach Quran. Make sure you don't say that's not from the Quran unless you're 100% sure. Because when it comes, for example, to صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, some reciters recited si with a sin instead of a sad. صراط. And some reciters, they did what is known as ishmam with the zay, صراط instead of صراط. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. That's also from the Quran. That's correct. So just be careful when you say, for example, that's not from the Quran. Okay, just be very careful. As I said, specifically my brothers and sisters who are teachers and teach the Quran and the likes. Now, as I said, we don't want to put halfway and say, صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. No, عَلَيْهِمْ. Put the kasra on the ha. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ. When it comes to غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ, some people, instead of the غَيْن, saying it as a غَ, غَ, غَيْرِ, غَ, they say غَ, غَ. As if they're playing with a baby, يعني, غا, غا. No, غا, غيري, not غا, غيري. Okay, so just be careful with that as well. غير المغضوب. When it comes to المغ, المغضو, what do some people they do? They change the غين, غ, مغ, into a خا. They say غير المخضوب, غير المخضوب. No, it's a غين, clear cut, يعني. Okay, there's no room here to make that mistake. غير غير المغضوب instead of المخضوب. And likewise the dad, don't change it into a dal. Not غير المغضوب, دوبي, no, دو, دو, try it. غير المغضوب, not غير المغضوب. Okay, likewise with the next one, when we get to غير المغضوب عليهم, ولا الضال, when they come to ولا الضالين, ولا الضالين, what do they do? Some of them, they change it into a dal as well. Walada, walada, walada. No, da, you're not saying dad here. You're not saying, it changes the meaning completely. Completely changes the meaning here if you were to put a dal as in da instead of a dad. Walada, walada. Okay, and likewise the shadda. Walada, not walada. Walada, that's another mistake as well. That's another mistake as well. And also, some people, they don't stretch. This is a mad lazim. It should be stretched 6 harakat. It at least should be stretched, yani. Just to make it simple for everybody, stretch it. Not waladdallin, waladdallin. Stretch it. Waladdallin. Stretch it, yani. Not waladdallin. As if, yani, wallah, you just want to get out of the Fatiha, subhanAllah, and finish it off. No, give it its due right. Give it its time, subhanAllah. As I said, it's a mad lazim. And this is an interesting one. And we only have, inshallah, I'll end with this one so we don't go too long. I know the brothers need to pray as well. I think it's Isha now, or very soon. Subhanallah, this is an interesting one. As once again, Sheikh Ayman mentioned. Obviously, with different recitations of the Quran, there are some different kind of rulings pertaining to them. With our recitation, which is obviously called Hafs an Asim, what we usually recite with, yani, here Sheikh Ayman, he says that we do not generally start with a kasra. Now, if you look into the Quran, subhanAllah, my one's inside. If you look into the Quran, you can all get the Quran that you're reading from, unless you're reading in Warsh, for example, or another recitation. If you get the Quran, look at the last verse in our recitation. Look at the last verse, yani, from صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. You will find and you will see that صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ and غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ آمِنْ وَلَا الضَّالِينَ is connected. They're all one. They're all one. So what the Sheikh says, do not start with غير المغضوب عليهم in our recitation. Don't start with that. Go صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير الم. Don't say صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. Stop and then say غير المغضوب عليهم. It's not that he's saying it's haram, but it's going against that which is best, because he says that we should not start with a word that has a kasra, غيري here, غيري. We should not start like that, except if it is the رؤوس الآيات. Ru'usul ayat, meaning basically the first word of the verses. So connect صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم with غير المغضوب عليهم. Okay, and as I said, that was just a quick kind of a brief reminder, يعني, to everybody regarding certain mistakes. That was approximately, يعني, Allahu A'lam, 29. 28, whatever it was, 30 mistakes, yani, which inshallah ta'ala we can all benefit from. We can all benefit from. But this is only giving you guys just a little snippet, a little glimpse. Wallah, I sincerely advise, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart to anybody listening, if you are not already sitting with somebody that can really teach you Quran and perfect and help you to perfect your recitation, go and do that. Go and do that. Even for my brothers and sisters that teach Quran, never ever let shaitan get the better of you and think you don't need to sit with anybody as well. Wallahi ya'ni, never become arrogant like this. Humble yourselves and sit with those who are senior to you and those who are more knowledgeable to you, even if they're younger than you. As long as they can help you, sit with them inshaAllah ta'ala, especially when it comes to the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. And we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to forgive us for our shortcomings and for our mistakes. Once again, if there's any questions, please don't hesitate to reach out. Please don't hesitate to reach out. Wallahu a'la wa a'lam. Wa salli lahumma wa sallim wa barik ala Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.